Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated to a news or media organization political campaign. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. We are not trying to sell you anything, and your answers are confidential. Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, in appointed or election official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th?
Just Democratic.
And are you definitely going to vote?
Yes.
And what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56,
about
94, 90, over?
92.
Thank you, ma'am. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Travis County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Well, there's too many people coming up here. Too many houses, too many people.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
When the voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails, Miguel. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Travis impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years, to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancements of non-motorized trails within the county. This mile will raise an estimate $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor on this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, because we've got enough trails as is. We've got enough of trails. We've been building them. No more.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting against?
Against.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult understanding, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No definitely or no probably?
Definitely.
And thank you so much for your patience. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years?
No.
Okay. So my next question
is... That's a definite no.
Definite no, okay. And as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the 10 years. Per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind.
You said that before.
Yes, ma'am. I am required to read verbatim. I cannot skip any of these questions. I have to ask them. Even if some of them sound repeatedly, but I do have to ask them, and I hope you understand. But we are almost done, ma'am.
I don't understand. Period.
Okay.
I'm going to get off this. Bye.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.